Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your host, your brother, your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing today? Today's Friday, February 28th, 2025. Hallelujah. Before I get into the message, I want to tell you guys about... You know, in the last episode, I spoke about how my daughter did what she did or whatever. But when we are correcting, we must do it gently and with patience and definitely rooted and anchored in love. That's the way Jesus would do it. Hallelujah. But it went well. We actually was able to have a great conversation. You know, sometimes I gotta remember she's 12 and not 5 when it comes to my daughter Amira. But that's going to be another topic for another day. Today, man, I want to talk about servanthood. The heart of servanthood and humility. You know, sometimes we would rather be seen. We would rather be seen and known instead of Jesus being seen and known through us. We make it about us. We make it about me. Oh, I'm the, you know. We make it about us. We make it about us. Everyone wants to be the man or the woman in charge, but it's about Jesus. It's about him. It's about him. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. You know, and I've been learning so much from Apostle Coach Mike. Me and him ran into each other on Instagram not too long ago. But, you know, that's one of the things I've learned from him. You know, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. You're just the vessel that is being used by our Father. I'm going to say it again. You are just the vessel being used, and such an honor to be used. It's such an honor to be. It's humbling. It's the weight of it. Hear me. I'm not saying it's heavy. I'm saying the weight of carrying that responsibility or that mantle. You know, we get so caught up in ourselves that people we're serving missing Jesus because you made it about you. But look, let's get into it. I had to set the foundation of this message. So let's go to Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Here's another great one. Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to you or looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Let's go back. Because I really want, Holy Spirit, help me deliver this message. Let your light shine before others. But remember, your light isn't your light. Jesus is the light. Oh man, hold on. Let your light shine. So let Jesus shine in you, through you, before others. So that when you're serving, when you are doing God's work, when you are serving, when you are being the light, that this is why humility is man, he's break me in humility, oh Lord. There's a breaking. We must break ego. We must break the idea of you, JJ or Junior or Robert, Samantha. It's not you. It's him. You know, because we get so high and mighty and, you know, oh, I'm the most, you know, gifted. And don't get me wrong, nothing's wrong with your gifts that God gave you. He's given them to you for a reason. But he gave it to you. It's not you. It's not us, people. It's not us. So I always like to go back to, you know, the heart of a servant. Jesus came to serve. And I always go back to when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet. I always go back there. Because just the picture that, right? Picture that, our Lord, hallelujah, the Son of God who was sent here. There go Nathan. Here he come. Hold on. Sorry, guys. You know, Nathan, you know, he's a brand new potty trained young man. So every time he uses the potty, he comes and tell us. He points in the toilet and, you know, I love it. But yeah, so I always go back to when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet in John 13, verses, I want to say 1 to 17. True servanthood is characterized by humility and a willingness to take the lowest position. That was a church that I was serving at, and you know, one of the things that kind of, and it wasn't that the person meant anything by it, right? But this is why it's very, very, and I love this brother, you know, a good brother. He was bringing me in to serve, and I was going to be a part of the protocol team, you know, security. But it was early before church opened, so there were other members and those who were serving. You know, they were cleaning the floors and, you know, moving chairs. And I went to help, and he was like, oh, no, we don't do that. I said, we miss it. We miss it. When we begin to think we are above any position or anything, that's when we miss it. That's when we begin to, God says, you're not getting it. You're missing it. It's about you. But if Jesus has the humility and willingness, this is about heart. This is about your posture. This is how you perceive who you are to him. And if it's off just a little bit, if it's off, it says right here, you must be humble and you must be willing to take the lowest position. Selflessness. Ooh. Now Philippians 2:3-4, these verses focus on valuing others and their needs above our own. You know, when we're serving, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's in our neighborhood, you know, serving, you know, I heard a brilliant man of God say this the other day. I think it was yesterday. He was talking about some of us want to be in church, but are we the church, right? And he was breaking down how church isn't just church in the building, you know. Church is wherever you are. You're the temple. So how are you moving through your community? Are you demonstrating Jesus? Are you witnessing? Are you serving in humility? This is a heart thing. This is not just a character thing. This is the heart. This is the heart. And it's so easy to get puffed up, and it's so easy to get caught up in ourselves. Think about it. Look at it. We're in a culture, in this world is so about being number one. That's what it's about, you know. And don't get me wrong, you know, I used to play sports. I understand competition and wanting to perform at a high level. I understand achievement, but in the kingdom of God, there's only one who is above all. Hallelujah. To be a servant. Heesh. Come on. It's not about being the prophet. It's not about, that's just the role that he's given us, that he's given you. But the first thing is to serve. I hope that this is making sense. I hope that this message is not falling to the ground. Hallelujah. Selflessness. Let's talk about the part where we want to be seen. Now, don't get me wrong. Social media is a great tool. Oh my, I love it. I love when you could reach others in other parts of the world at the same time. That is amazing. I love it. That's a great, 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 great thing. It's a beautiful thing. But what comes with that is the dopamine hit when we get those likes and those hearts and those comments. And that's part of it, right? You know, like it, share it, because you want more people to see it. But is that want for people to see you or know about Jesus? Hallelujah. Come on, let's get there. You know, serving in secret, not just prayer and the things you do that only you and God knows, and he rewards you openly. No. Serving in secret. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 4. And this specific scriptures speak about, they teach about the principle of giving, praying, and fasting in secret. Reward comes from God, not human recognition. You know, that's the thing that kind of it's a very fine line. And it's not that it's a fine line, you know. We test by the Spirit. So we know when there is something off about it, right? You can see, we can discern. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's why when we pray for discernment, because it's so easy to, especially when we're not fully yielded to the Holy Spirit. We can easily make it about ourselves, right? And wanting recognition from others. Because there's a fine line, right, where the church, we're here to help encourage each other, correct each other, and hold each other accountable. So that's not wanting recognition from others. It's, are you wanting recognition for people to see you? Like, oh, he's a man of God, or oh, she's a woman of God, and oh. And it's like it becomes worldly in a way. You know, it's like a, how can I put this? It becomes addictive. It becomes, you know, like the world, you know, seeking attention. And it's okay. It's not okay, but I mean, are you displaying him? Is it him? Like, we need to see Jesus through you. We need to. And I've met so many wonderful and amazing believers, man, men and women of God, that are just, I'm learning so much from them. They've been helping me. Shout out to Prophet Tim Kenner, Tom Cole, these guys, man, EJ Miller, a lot of these guys, man, I've just started watching them and you know, all connected through a man who is Apostle Coach Mike. All these men of God have just been amazing. They've been helping me, you know, praying for me. I'm praying for them. Like, it's been amazing. So I really don't want to make it like everyone, or I just want us to make sure that we are aware. We're aware that, you know, it's about him. It's about him. And those who are doing a great job and are pointing others to Jesus, and those who are teaching and you know, just doing an amazing job in ministry. Continue to do it, because we need it. We need it, and especially right now, a time such as this. Hallelujah. You know, motivation matters, right? So we reinforce that our motives in serving should reflect a desire to honor God, not to seek praise. Man, one of the great men of God, the late T.B. Joshua. This man, I watched the video, and there was a man of God who was there seeking prayer. And, you know, obviously around this time, a lot of his ministry had, God used his ministry to grow and just be huge, right? And this guy was there, and he began to speak to the man of God, you know, he began to like bow down and do something. And he, in the midst of talking, and when the guys began to bow, he bowed. He said, "Oh, no, that's for Jesus, not me." Ah, my God. Hallelujah. You know, it was a perfect demonstration and display of not just humility, but not seeking praise from, or seeking praise, you know. You knowing who you are in Christ, knowing your identity in Christ is one thing. So it come, but we don't. It's about him. It's about him. That's just the main thing. And you know, I always, you know, even when I talk to my godmother, she keep me in line all the time. Like, boy, your head just big. Ooh wee. Like my wife, of course, always, you know, let me know the real and the truth. Like, don't do that, you know. But it all has to align with God's word. You know, it's great to have so many wonderful men and women of God around you to keep you. You know, it's easy to get up there, man. You know, it's easy to do that. So we want to just stay in prayer, man, and continue to just remain in prayer. So when we're serving others humbly, they should be able to see the love of Jesus through our actions. You know, and it's literally just, when we begin to get in our word and really seek him, understand God's character, understand the way Jesus was the example and is the example, not was. Forgive me. How he's the example and how he moved, not just in his ministry, but just as a brother, a son, just who he was. It just goes back to when he yes, there was a purpose in him washing the disciples' feet. And that's something that's, I was listening to a man of God really break that down. It was deep. But others should see. That's why I tell everybody, man, it's not, you gotta literally serving really puts you in position. It puts you in position to become more of a what do you call it when you tune your instruments? You know, if you got a piano, you just become well tuned to be of use, right? To sing, to make a sound. Hallelujah. Oh, no, you don't go there. That's another one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we serve without seeking attention, it leads to a deeper relationship with God. Hallelujah. Because the more it's about Him and not you, you just become, it's like, you know, I always like to use my children, for instance, like with Nathan. With Nathan, he's so always just, look, Dad, look. Like, he wants attention from us. Like, the attention should be from him, from our Father, our Heavenly Father. That's who we should want attention from. Because in our well-doing, it not only pleases him, but again, we begin to just abide in him. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So being unseen by the world allows our relationship with God to shine brighter. I'm talking about so bright. So bright. They literally gonna have to wear shades in the spirit. Hallelujah. So one of the main things that I hope that I encourage here is a posture of gratitude and humility that makes the best servant. Like I was telling my daughter the other day, you know, when I was talking to her. So I played like I was gonna whoop her, right? I had to be very stern with her because that behavior is not tolerated. It's not tolerated. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. So of course, I went to the Father about it, and then when she got home yesterday, it was like, okay, I had to enter into I had to engage with love, of course, and just a gentleness, right? So me and my wife beginning to talk to her, it was at a point where my wife left, and I was just like, all right, I'm finna go in here and she's finna get a whooping, right? But I didn't whoop her. I had a real conversation with her. But I was telling her, after I whoop her, you're gonna take this with the right attitude. You know, I don't want you to, you know, which is like kind of like, you know, you expect her to have a great attitude about getting a spanking. No, but I was trying to get her to understand that, you know, with the consequences of certain behaviors, you know, this is what comes. But even what comes with that, you know, accountability and just having the best attitude about it, right? So when we're serving, you know, sometimes it's difficult. Oh, it's difficult. It's difficult. But when we are just grateful, when we have gratitude in serving, it puts it in a, it makes what you eat sweet. Y'all there? I hope y'all are doing okay. I'm about to close up in just a moment, but I like to make sure you're following, or are you still there? You know, make sure you're okay. You know, because this is, you know, it can be. You know, we don't want to hear, you know, that it ain't about us. Ooh wee, that ego get bruised. We don't want to hear that. But you got to. Hallelujah. Oh man. But no, it's real. That's why I had to, you know, I be having to, you know, I have to pray and just ask God to continually teach me to be like you, Lord. Teach me so that when I'm serving, when I'm doing your work, that it's not to bring me notoriety. And I can't do nothing for you. But Jesus, oh my, oh Lord, he, oh man, through him, you can do all things. Nah, I can't do that for you. I really can't. I am annoying. I would become an annoyance if it was about me. If it was me that you needed to know and to bring to this, nah, no, man, please. If I'm the one that's gonna solve your problems, we both would be somewhere in a fetal position crying. Yeah, I'm damn telling you the truth. No, it's not me. It's not the no, it's Jesus. Is he, am I would hope that those who meet me and work with me and those who I have just, you know, been of service to, that they saw Jesus and not me. If they saw me, boy, ooh-wee, I know they was talking crap about me. You know, because he had to work on me for so long to love the people and not become, you know, in my feelings about things and stuff like that, you know, because, you know, it takes the grace and mercy of God to serve. It does. It truly, truly does, man. You have to love people. You have to be patient. And that's something that is only he could do. through me. I'm talking about me. I know a lot of y'all super Christians. Y'all got it all together. No, sir. Not I. Every day he's doing a new thing in me. He's destroying and tearing down the old program, the old man. Every day is a new day. So why wouldn't there be something old to get rid of out of you? Hallelujah, man. They ain't hear me. It's a forever process. Or at least until we see our Father again. Right? So I really, truly hope that this message falls into the ears and allow the Lord to let that sink in. Let it marinate. Let it marinate because, you know, it's not about us, people. It's not about us. It's not about us. So, let me pray us out of here. I kind of went over my time a bit. And this is just one of those teachings on humility and servanthood that is constantly for me, it's constantly a study. It's constantly something that I ask and pray that the Lord reveals to me new levels of understanding when it comes to servanthood and humility. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thankful for the love and grace you've shown us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We acknowledge that true greatness comes not from being seen or recognized, but from serving others with humility and selflessness. Lord, help us to cultivate a heart like Christ, one that puts the needs of others above our own. Teach us to serve quietly, seeking no praise or acknowledgement, but allowing our actions to reflect your love and light in the world. May our service point others to you, glorifying our Father who art in heaven. As we engage in acts of kindness, Lord, remind us that our motivation should be rooted in love and compassion and not in the desire for recognition. Help us to find joy in serving unseen, confident that you see our hearts and honor our efforts. Lord, we pray for opportunities to serve those around us this week. May we find new ways to bless others, whether through simple acts of kindness or by meeting deeper needs. Let our lives shine as beacons of hope, drawing others closer to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of service and the privilege of reflecting your Son in our daily lives. We entrust ourselves to you, knowing that as we serve, we become more like you. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I hope that this message births a new level of understanding in serving others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I love you guys. I love you guys. I hope that you guys have a great weekend. I hope you have a great weekend, a safe weekend. And we will speak again on Monday. So have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you guys soon. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your man of God, Ron. I love you guys so much. But Jesus loves you 10 times more, 1,000,000 times more, infinity times more. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.